And it's Conscious Living and Power Radio. Hi there, I'm Wendy. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. This is another fantastic opportunity to check out a real, live, extraordinary, talented energy worker, Ed Edwards. Now, I've talked with Ed before, you might have heard in past shows, but there's been some progression and there will be a special announcement coming up soon. I'm not going to give the date. I will direct you to Ed's website, Ed, and it's edd.edwards.com, and he'll have the information there. It's incredible that since the last time we've talked, there's been a lot more going on. At one point, I think there was supposed to be a documentary still in the works, and he's working with Rhine Research Center. And Rhine is the basically well-known for the research of PSI, extraordinary abilities with the ability to manifest energy, shape energy, direct energy, that kind of stuff. And that is rhineonline.org to check that out. Ed, you know, we got to catch up, okay? Because a lot's happened. So I'm glad I caught you in a downtime so we could talk. What's going on?
A lot. I've gotten not only with the Rhine Research Center, but I'm also with the University of Virginia Division of Perceptual Studies and Integrated Medicine with Dr. Ross Dunsey. And we've also built a brand new lab at the Monroe Institute called the Copper Wall Array Lab that we're producing high voltages in already. Along with that, with the documentary that's going on, and then we can't say where yet. But last weekend, I was filmed all day by a major network here at the Rhine that will come out October the 22nd. And I'll put out the flyers and information on that about a week ahead of time. So that'll be a major TV show there coming up.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. You've just been doing all of that extracurricular work. But as you've been doing that, your energy, I think, what was the last reading? 93% of your brain. This is where it gets fantastic. What's the change with that?
Well, it's gone up. And because I've met this special energy lady, Leahy, she adds the feminine side to my masculine side. And it's like just quadrupled or just greatly increased the output of power that I'm producing.
And Leahy, it is so nice to meet you. You're right place, right time. Go ahead. And how'd you connect with Ed?
Well, we connected in Manhattan. We were at an event. We don't even know what the lady's name was, but that's hearsay.
A mutual friend of ours invited both of us to the event. We were there. She was over in one area and I hadn't even seen her. And I was over in another area because our mutual friend wanted me to get up on kind of stage and produce the energy while some lady did some kind of singing bowl thing. Mm-hmm. And so I was up there. And then when the lady that was doing the event started talking, I realized it wasn't really anything I was interested in. So I just kind of sat back over on the side. And I started to leave a couple of times, then something held me back. And then I just went to the back of the room and hung out with the kids that were playing on their iPads in the back. And I pulled my iPad out and did my science stuff. While I was sitting there, it was like I could see a campfire burning up in the front. I couldn't see Leahy, but up on the ceiling, I could see this like light and I could feel this energy. Mm-hmm. And it was just unreal, and I just couldn't put my finger on it. And so after the event was over, Lee and a friend of hers walked by me, and you know how it feels when I do my gravitational wave, when I can push and pull people.
Yeah.
Well, when they walked by, I felt that nudge, that push. It kind of shoved me, didn't shove me, but pushed me off to the balance, off balance.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
That's so okay. Just, yeah, for anybody who when you haven't met ahead. Ed does the demonstrations, and he may be able to do that as we're talking here. But for Ed to say somebody pushed him is pretty fantastic. And because the type of work that Ed does is so easily, by when he does it, easily distinguished felt when the first time I had Ed demonstrate, okay, because I wanted to know what we were talking about before we did the interview. I said, can you give me a way of doing this? And we did it over the phone. I'm like, yes, this will work. And so for somebody else to have that impact on you, Ed, I'm so glad to hear, because that's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. And so when her and her friend walked out the front door, it's just like somebody flicked all the lights off in that room we was in. And I just turned and looked, I spotted them, and out the door I went following them. Up the street in Manhattan there, in Tribeca area. And so we went up to a little Mexican restaurant, and we all were going
where
there.
A few of us were going to be meeting from the event afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I just followed the energy. I didn't know which one of the girls it was coming from. And then they separated, and the energy just grabbed me and pulled me to Lee. And I sat down beside her, and we just kind of sat there and looked at each other a few minutes.
Yeah, so when we looked at each other and he looked at me, it was like he was not, I didn't feel like I was being seen physically. There was nothing about me that I felt that I was truly, truly, truly being seen. It was, you know, my light, my being.
Yeah.
And and the more we looked at each other, it was like, it was a recognition, but it was just so vast and so real and so, and he was saying, I don't know, what exactly were you saying to me?
It was, I said, do you know you got extreme energy? And she acknowledged that. And then I said, do you know how to control it and do things? And she was not quite sure what I meant. So I demonstrated just a little what I could do, and that made it.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was like saying, I've never seen this energy signature. He goes,
yeah, I've never seen that in anybody coming back at me like it was coming out of her, and still yeah. does. It's growth intensifying.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I just felt, yeah, it was just that I felt, I mean, I've had many, many people that kind of see different things, but this was going to the utmost, the core, like the, you know, beyond. And, it was just incredible. Everything around us, because people started coming in from the event and having, you know, talking this, that, and the other, everything
right.
seemed so, it felt like chatter. Everything felt so passe. It was just we were just in another zone.
Yeah, we were just in our own place, and all the restaurant noise and everything was just this little sound in the back.
Okay, I went quick question for Leahy. This is something, have you known this your entire life, the way you work your own energy? Has this been prominent?
I've known something, because all my life people have been drawn to something within me, you know, and at different points, at different times, throughout my life. And I didn't really understand it. I didn't understand why people were drawn to me, you know what I mean? And it would be men, it would be women. And with the men, I didn't even know what to do with it, because I would look at these men and they would be drawn. I would see their essence, or I would see their being.
Right.
And I was like, you know, this young girl, and it was hard to kind of differentiate, you know, me being the woman and me being the feminine. And, and it became confusing, but in any case, there was always this energy that people were drawn to, as far as like source energy. And so I always knew I've had this energy. It's been at times a little bit complicated because how do I put it? Because of the degree of where humanity is. So it's hard to, you know, it was at times hard to negotiate your state of energy with all the other things going on. But I've always known that I've had something, you know, like an it factor.
Okay.
I recognized it just, boom, it knocked me down.
Yeah, yeah. Because Ed's been kind of like the Lone Ranger out here on an island going, hey, look what we can do. Dudes, wake up. And so to see this connection, that's pretty fantastic. Now, my own personal feeling is you had a companion with your dog who was kind of keeping everything all straight. And the dog said, Ed, this is now your chance to to branch out, and all of a sudden you are, I think, on fire in so many areas that all of this is just part of that natural progression. Like when you're talking with the copper wall, you're talking, I mean, anybody who knows about that is the energy that it does, it amplifies. Ingo Swann, I think, went in there and said it, his life never changed. Once it opened him up in a way he had not anticipated, and it was extraordinary. So you said the copper wall room is done there at the Monroe Institute?
Yeah, we've got it finished. We still got some instrumentation going in it, but let me give you just a little other follow-up on it. Right okay. After we left the restaurant, we started staying in contact, and then I did an event at my producer's place in Soho there and invited Leahy over. And at the event, I was doing and demonstrating my energy healing activation in people. And then all of a sudden I said, Leahy, why don't you stand over here on one end of this guy and me stand on the other? Let's run our energy through him. And when we did, that man just perked up like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I knew right then.
Mm-hmm.
Her power. She's the power. And I'm like kind of like the framework or the computer controls.
See, I'm so glad to hear this, because that's that, you know, the masculine, feminine, the union, and it gives people a demonstration in real time, concrete, that this is how we work when we work together. We don't diminish, we become higher and we amplify. And that is so far people, I mean, there's so much, I think, going the opposite direction. It's either or, neither nor. And here is an example of this is what it could be. And you guys, I'm so glad, are going to be, I think, introduced to the world on a larger scale. And that's why we're talking today. Because, again, would you say October, when is this event?
Well, that thing in October is a big network that came here and filmed me at the down here at the Rhine last Saturday all day. It's a major network, and it's for a major program, but I'm not allowed to say what network and program until a week before. They
right.
want to keep everything hush hush, but then about a week before, October the 22nd, we will put out all the flyers on it. It'll be all over my Facebook, my web page, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be one big thing. But with us working together, when I left New York, we talked on the phone two or three times a day, every day, and communicating all the time. And then I was Ross Dunsey, the main head of research at the Monroe Institute, which also studies me at the UVA DOPS lab, called me up and said, "You want to come up? We got the copper wall ready for you." And so the copper wall setup rocket is, it will enhance people's energy, but within our case, it's there to study our energy and the amount of energy we're able to generate in our bodies that is now measurable.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on in about 3 or 4 days ahead of time, and we did a bunch of studies with just me in there. And then Leahy flew in to Charlottesville, and I picked her up at the airport, and we went back and we started doing joint stuff where we both would get in the copper wall, and they were seeing humongous voltage increases going on. I was able to produce like 70 volts DC, and she was able to produce 55 volts DC, and we could have gone higher if we'd have stayed longer. And then we had the idea, well, let's take some of the Monroe staff and put them in there. And we took the staff, and when we hooked anybody else up, they were always negative DC, negative volts. And we put these people between us, and we applied our energy, and we watched on the instrumentation the voltages increase to positive and go up into the 20-volt range in the people that we were working on when we were applying our energy to them.
See, that's
a lot of
that's a tangible report there. And that I think is super incredible in the way that you're able to document these kinds of results.
Correct. We've got documentation, and we're now going to be doing all kinds of research there in that lab and at the UVA DOPS lab. And where you were talking about my brain being at 93%, Ross and them, after we did the preliminary study of the advanced EEG studies, where they plug 128 wires in my head and watch 64 channels of information, they determined that my brain is operating at nearly full capacity, and that I'm not stuck in one level of consciousness. Part of my brain's in alpha, another part's PKing in theta, another's PKing in beta, another's PKing in delta. So all the different levels of consciousness are fully active in my brain all the time because of this energy that I've been playing with and working with my whole life. And so that's what I'm trying to teach to people when I teach my classes, is step out of that 8 to 12% range of being stuck in alpha all the time, and let's get you operating at several levels of consciousness so that you can evolve. And that's where we're headed with it.
Okay. And then the thing I also liked, you're teaching kids, and kids are wide open to this because in some ways they haven't blocked it.
Correct. And some of the autistic kids that I'm working with, they just snap to right quick, come right out of the box and start having immediate greater cognitive responses with their parents. And it's permanent.
When you're looking at people, do you see something? Do you sense something? How does it work with your energy, Ed?
Well, I know everybody's just operating on one level of consciousness. So when I crank my energy up and apply it to people, I'm raising their levels. I'm increasing. I cause their brains to start tingling. They feel the dormant areas of their brain start waking up and stuff. And I feel their bodies just start getting very energized. Now, remember, I'm not healing anything. All I'm doing is increasing the voltages in people's bodies, and their bodies start doing the healing and all.
The thing I remember, I went to a session. You were in Kansas City, and it was a public demonstration. But I was practicing the energy little technique that you said, hey, do this before you go to bed at night. And so I was practicing it, and I felt this as I'm practicing. And Andy, my husband's sleeping right beside me, or trying to. And I'm practicing, okay. And I felt, I right next to him, out of my elbow, shot this little bolt, like a, you know, a lightning bolt, electricity out of my elbow. And it was like, whoa, well, is that a short circuit?
Not a short circuit. It was, y'all were kind of becoming in union there.
Okay.
You were awakening his energies.
See, that was the thing. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, this is powerful. It works. I was just a little startled because that was the last thing I thought would happen. I was thinking, okay, it's going to be, you know, in working up my own vibration. It wouldn't affect anybody else. So that, I think, you know, that's another demonstration of when you start doing these exercises and you start amplifying your own energy, there is a result.
Correct. There sure is. And the more you play with it, the stronger you get. So now I'm teaching classes online. People can find out about it through my website. And now something me and Leahy are doing, we have started doing group healing activation rooms where we're both working together. So part of the time I focus my energy on her and let her radiate out, or she focuses on me and we radiate out. And we don't have to be in the same place. I mean, today and this weekend we are, so we're going to do some joint stuff together here. But we do it through Zoom webinar where she's in New York City and I'm wherever I am. And we can work on the whole group everywhere, worldwide.
Okay.
And we're having phenomenal effects.
That's what you, if you're not on Facebook with Ed, then go ahead and join. I think that website is also accessible through his website, ededwards.com, and it's Ed with two Ds. So one way or the other, you can go through and watch the comments and people who've been with Ed for a while or people who have just joined. And there's this wonderful dynamic of this positivity, I think, that builds with the group, because people are like, oh my gosh, I felt this, or yes, it's working. I'm so glad, you know, so that you get that instant for you, Ed, that has to be a thrill, because you get instant responses and in real time to see what's happening so you can adjust.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing is that because he's coming from such a pure state of consciousness, and I'm actually resonating with that as the pure feminine, we're kind of meeting in that in that energy. We're sourcing our energy from that pure, pure state, the pure masculine, the pure feminine, and we're almost like triangulating it and bringing that energy to the group. And it's been so incredible. I mean, I've been actually not searching, but I've been seeing for so long, you know, relationships between everybody, and specifically, let's say, the man and the woman, or whatever love relationship. And what's really lacking is that pure consciousness and that pure energy and that connection in being. I mean, when I met Ed, it was just totally unconditional. There was no need. There was no agenda. There was no want. There was no, oh, you're going to do this for me.
Right,
even if it wasn't being straightforward. It was just, so it's really, I'm just so excited with what we're actually bringing here. You know what I mean? I see it as us being the point on top of the pyramid, and
yeah.
and everybody, and it's just incredible. I've been just loving the feedback, because it's the pure state of love. You know?
Well, okay. So basically, from the time we're little, no matter what society you're in, what your background is, you have an imprint of how relationships are supposed to work in our world. And that's part of what we have to get around, because those are superficial, where this that you guys are talking about has to do with what you brought to the table the minute you popped out onto the scene, said, okay, bring it, I'm here. And there was no expectation of somebody supposed to be a certain money level, a certain look, a certain background, all of that education. It didn't matter. You were just here to say, who am I? I'm here. And that gets covered up with all of the social drama, in my opinion.
It gets layered, you know what I mean? And then it gets layered, and then you identify yourself by that, the image.
Mm-hmm.
And hence with the ego defense mechanism. So it's basically going back to who you really have always been, you know what I mean? That's like, it's the freedom of knowing your pure state of love, your pure state of being, and connecting on that level. So it's bringing up that vibration that's here, right and wrong, judgments, what you should, what you shouldn't. It brings up the vibration to a level of like oneness.
Yeah. To me, it's like a joy. It's just that enthusiasm, that wonder, that wow, you know. And when you have, at least for me, when I have that feeling, I'm so incredibly happy, because it's just a feeling of euphoria, of wow, look what I found, look what I can do, look what's here. And there's this sense of belonging that comes with that, which, you know, to have this little bit of the equation, that when you are engaged with your own real divine masculine feminine energy, the world becomes an entirely different place. It's a lot friendlier place. We don't have all the judgment. It doesn't exist.
Absolutely. And that's our birthright, to have joy and be in that state. And that's what I would love to see more and more and more of. So when we're doing these groups, I'm feeling the group energy. And as we start with the group, and as we progress within later in the group, I'm just feeling the love. I just feel such love for this particular, the group. The energy there is just amazing. So it's just bringing up that pure, pure state of being without any expectations, without any insecurities, without anything that would would actually block you from being that way. Mm-hmm. That's who we really, really are. I mean, so I'm just saying, I'm just so, so excited. I mean, and I just don't even know how the beauty of this whole thing is that it's the unknown.
Right.
It's not, it's the unknown. I don't know how things are going to look. I don't know how things are going to be. I just know right now that I have found or I've connected with someone that I feel it's without any label, without anything like that. But I know that what's coming down here is going to be meeting, the masculine and the feminine in the pure state is going to be meeting over here more and more and more.
Okay, and hold on. We're going to have to take a break. Okay, so I'm talking with Leahy, who is Ed Edwards' counter, the divine feminine divine masculine, when we're doing the energy work, we're talking about stuff that shifts lives, that can heal, that can change, that can upgrade, that can amplify your own original, basically your template, what brought you here, and how the source said, okay, your turn, add to the equation. Well, these two are in a huge, huge way. There will be a major announcement coming. As Ed has said, that can't happen until a week before this show that was done recently by a major network. And you probably have heard all about it, seen all about this network, so it isn't a secret. But the time of their the time of their presentation on that network is. So in the meantime, check out RyanOnline.org, EdEdwards.com, and I'll put links on Wendy's Coffee House for Empower Radio and Conscious Living, so you can check out some links there as well. But this is fantastic. I'm so glad. It's time. We need this. And all you have to do is tune in. All right. So stick around. We're going to come back. I'm going to ask Ed about lightning. Empower Radio, Conscious Living.
Every 3 minutes, another woman gets the news that she has breast cancer. And here are some of the first words she hears. HER2 new oncogene. Aromatase inhibitor, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? This is Olivia Newton-John. As soon as you get your diagnosis, you can go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options. Prepare a list of questions for your next doctor's visit and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities, the building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Katie Couric. I've interviewed world leaders, CEOs, and celebrities, but my most important role has been as a mother. I've worked hard to encourage my two girls to believe in themselves. Girls with high self-esteem are better prepared to navigate life's challenges. So join me as we empower the next generation.
This message was brought to you by the Alliance for Women in Media and made possible through the support of Dove and the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, working together to help girls reach their full potential. To learn more, go to Dove.com.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay. Conscious Living and Power Radio. Hi, I'm Wendy, back with my guest, Ed Edwards, and his partner, Leahy. Okay, and if you have heard Ed before, you know he's pretty dynamic and he does demonstrations of this energy work. And like I said, it's real. You can feel it. It's pretty impressive to know that we all have this kind of ability. Ed has just worked at it since he was like 7, playing in the church, doing things to other people that, you know, if people knew, Ed would be in very big trouble and might not be allowed to go back to church. I don't think that would have helped, but... So, yeah. Okay. You're a pro at this point, Ed, and I wanted to ask you about lightning. Have you demonstrated your ability for Leahy with lightning?
Not yet, greatly. We've had wild lightning around us, but not where I could just demonstrate what I do with it. I've got a bunch of people now at the Monroe Institute. We're setting up some special sensors to study me doing that.
Hey, so excellent.
Not only do we have the Copper Wall Array Lab there, but we're also looking at setting up the LFRAD sensors, which will encompass the whole 700 acres as a giant data collecting area. And then we're going to have ground-based flux gate magnetometers. We're going to have all types of electronics. And even when we were in the lab, we also had – now, here's something interesting. When either I or Leahy was being in the copper wall and doing our stuff, we were causing the random number generators to go non-random while we were there.
Wow.
And then when we joined power, we made them just spit out straight ones. And then when we were together, we were causing the cosmic rays, the new neurons or so, I believe it is, that in the cosmic ray detector, when we turned our power on, that thing just started increasing and increasing and increasing.
Wow.
Like we were drawing energy out of the sun that they were able to detect increasing in the lab there and stuff.
To me, this has to be with the shaman from centuries of, you know, of practice and awareness developed. And then when Western society came in and said, stop doing this, you can't do this, it's impossible, and it's whatever mumbo jumbo, and we don't want you to do it anymore. It's because it scared them.
Yes, and what everybody should be doing like I'm doing, when you were just a young kid and everything, you got told and taught that, like when you were playing with these energies in your hand, I was always told I was playing with the devil. I was going to go to hell for doing it, so not do it. And the more I did it, the more things kept happening. Mm-hmm. I kept learning, and I did not stop. And now that I've gotten older, I've done a little bit of more digging into my ancestry, and I have found very unique things in my ancestry. My grandmother was a hands-on Christian healer, and she had about 20 or 30% Cherokee in her. And then her great-grandma had even more, and she did it. And it goes through our family lineage way on back. Once I started doing the diggings, I dug into the ancient or old writings of the Cherokee Nation, and I found them where they transferred that to the House of Congress libraries in around 1880. And they were talking about these light-skinned Indians that moved into my county and my area, where my grandparents were from and all, in around 400 A.D., they moved there from an island off in the South Atlantic, which basically in the Indian writings was known as Atlantis.
Yeah.
It was called a slightly different name. They referred to them as the Anangawuga, something like that. That's close.
Uh-huh.
And these Indians lived in my county and between it and Cherokee and Bryson City, North Carolina and all, and they stayed there from about 400 A.D. But they say in the writings they come from this island, which they kind of translated out as Atlantis type area.
Mm-hmm.
And so back then when they left Atlantis, they left in seven directions. Part of them came to my area. Part of them went to Egypt, Israel, where Leahy's from. Another group went to Mongolia, another group in South America, and they just migrated different parts of the clan all over the world.
Wow.
And stuff. And so that's where I think Leahy's comes from. I recognize it in her. I feel that same energy. So.
That is fantastic. It's like there's an old school theme where you guys were seated way back then and then have come through, you know, basically reoccurrence through reincarnation, in my opinion, to be here at this time with all of that biological genetic infrastructure all seated, waiting to be developed and then brought through at this time. So I think we're looking at big changes coming down as a result of a lot of things, but you guys are kind of front and center when it comes to energy.
Yes, we're going to be making a very big name or pronounced onto the world. We're going to show y'all things that you didn't even dream possible. And like I said, the neat thing is I can teach it. I can hand it to you. I can hand it to them and just give them a little bit of guidance, and they're able to just take off like crazy with it. The adults I have to work with a little good bit more just to restart.
Get through the crust. Get through the crust. Okay, question for Leahy. Have you been doing energy work? What have you been doing up until now?
Well, my training, I'm a LCSW, licensed clinical social worker. So I come from, psychotherapist. I come from the background of working with, people that have diagnoses like schizophrenia, bipolar, depression. So I currently actually work at part-time in a psych hospital.
Okay.
And I have a private practice in Manhattan and in Long Island doing seeing private clients. And
okay.
This is what makes... Go ahead.
I was going to say, that also, when you're talking about energy work, you have abilities that other people don't have in dealing with those kinds of patients.
Absolutely. I mean, the mental health system is still, somewhat backwards still, but they're moving slowly. Slowly they're actually opening up to different things like more holistic, mindfulness, mindfulness.
Right.
They have
right.
certain type of treatments now that are actually covered by insurance in that sense. But what I'm really seeing is when I'm meeting with some of these patients that are having a psychotic break, and I'm connecting with them, and I actually am connecting with some of these patients who are accessing other dimensions, what I mean? And
yes.
when I'm meeting them, there's something that happens that all of a sudden they feel recognized, and they're actually come down and are more come down to this level of consciousness, and they're actually being rational and logical.
Yeah.
So it's like the bridging of both worlds. Like my energy is actually connecting to where they're sourcing from, but they're not able to negotiate what's here because there's no channels.
Right.
There's no education for that here yet.
I would say grounding, and that in a greater sense, because what happens is they're over amped and detached, and there's no way to get back home if you don't know where you're from. Because they see all these other realms other people don't see, and other people therefore deny and say, no, that's impossible. You're crazy. And you're saying, wait, I know where you are. Okay, come on back. Let's get back over here. And then they can see you, which they can't see the other people because they aren't grounded. They don't have a solid state energy, which you do. And so you're able to, at that point, I think, get them to re-engage to what we call reality here. It's very one-dimensional, but that's my interpretation. Does that make sense?
Definitely makes sense. Yes, that's what it is. And I'm really hoping, and I see it actually, I envision with Ed and I coming together that we're going to make a lot of progress and evolvement in the psychiatric or mental health world. Because I think what's happening here is that on the one dimension, it's not working. There's a limit.
Right.
And that's hence depression, anxiety, or all these different emotions that are coming out. There's no outlet for a higher place to be sourcing from infinity. So I really believe all this the connection between Ed and I, and the connection from where we're sourcing from, is going to have a huge impact on different areas, as far as relationships, as far as the mental health system, children. I mean, and I just see it. I mean, when people are experiencing, like you were saying, this joy and this wonder, it's contagious.
Yeah.
There's such a beauty to it. So it's really, again, like I said before, it's coming into understanding and knowing who we really are. It's about reigniting our knowledge. We forgot to know what we really know. There's a knowing, most of us here just are functioning on conditions.
Right.
Once we actually open up to this and awaken a lot of people here, I would like to see the subconscious become conscious, because that mm-hmm. there's a lot of pain that's being suppressed in that. And I would love for us to be like all, like Ed was saying, that is the left side and the right side of your mm-hmm. brain is kind of whole.
It's whole. Yeah. It's whole brain. No, it was not separated left and right.
The difference right now. With both of you, Leahy, with you and Ed, the difference right now, in addition to the fact that you both have extraordinary and known, you both identify those abilities, is that we have the ability to document it, the ability to translate this into something concrete, which is where Western medicine draws the line.
Yes. This major network show is about the research that's going on right now. And stuff that'll be coming out in October on a very, very well-known channel. That's all I can say about it right now. One other little note here. Since the last time we talked, I've developed my skills to the point, you know what neuropathy is in people's feet?
Yes. Yeah.
I can clear it up in 4 minutes, and almost 8 out of 10 people I apply it to in person.
Ooh, yeah, you've honed that into a fine-tune ability.
And so now I've done it with neurosurgeons, and they're working on setting up clinical trials at another major university with me.
Yeah.
And so with Lee applying her energy to it, it has just greatly increased that. So I was wondering, would y'all like a little quick demonstration of me and Leahy's power combined?
Yes.
And send it out to everyone?
I'm saying yes for everyone, okay? So okay. Just opt in.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah. Don't be driving if you're listening to this.
Yeah, if you're driving, don't do this. But I don't know, you may feel it now. So if everybody that's at home would stand up, they'll get the best effects and knowing of it.
Okay.
So right now, me and Leahy are just resonating our energy back and forth between each other and radiating it out worldwide, and it's being recorded into this audio here. Mm-hmm. So anytime people come back and listen to this in the future, it's just going to get stronger and stronger. So stand up there, Wendy, and just let us know when you go talking.
I am rocking right now, forward and back. Okay, I'm holding on to the chair because it's a really nice amplification. That's my, that's what I get.
Yeah,
very smooth.
You feel the masculine, the feminine combination now, whereas me, I was just the rough old masculine guy for all these years. And
I tell you, it's smoother. Does that make it's like in water? Before it was more, you know, this is like being immersed to me.
Yeah, this is the whole of everything here.
Wow.
So we're just gonna crank it up for about 30-45 seconds for everybody, and everybody that's got any aches and pains, they'll feel better from just this little tiny bit right here. So I'll just amp it up.
Wow. Okay. It's like it's coming up through the ground. And what I feel from the torso on up is an extra amplification that I feel up through my shoulders and neck, like the top half of my body is beginning to feel more amplified, more it's accelerated.
Yes. And so, like I say, now that I've joined forces, that we combined our energies in this manner, it took I could put 10% out, she could put 10% out, but then together we're putting thousands of percent out.
A visualization, if I could say, if you've felt yourself as a ribbon, and the bottom of the ribbon is attached to a fan, and that part is really stationary. It's holding on. At the same time, you feel the energy at the top as it goes through you, like a ribbon effect, and you feel yourself kind of waving. That's for me the best way to describe it. What I'm feeling, it's a buzz. It's a nice buzz.
Okay, so that's just a little quickie. And so when we do our healing groups, we do a whole hour of that, and it's just having phenomenal effect on everyone in the group all over the planet. We got people in New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Germany, Switzerland, and just all over, and it's just lighten them up like crazy, and they're just feeling so much better. And then you can see it like on the testimonials that are coming in through my Facebook page and stuff.
I love this because, as you said, this has now been incorporated into the audio. So this little wave that you guys sent, which can be measured when you're doing these kinds of tests in various labs, are in this audio. And that's why it works. It isn't what you're saying. It's what you're generating, that amplified frequency that we've just now recorded, which this is mind-boggling. Right.
Well, the energy is actually in the quantum universe, and I have, as we learned a long time ago, I implant a special signal in my audio wave that you cannot hear, but your brains can hear, and that records in the audio of this program so that anybody that listens to it in the future, when they hear it, that signal will activate their brains to lock into the quantum field and quantum universe to this actual event that is not controlled by time, space, or distance. So it's here now. For permanent, it's in for everywhere, all the way in all the future.
And let me also say, if you're listening and you didn't have an immediate response, it doesn't matter the first time if it's not quite as amplified as mine. I've worked with Ed 2 or 3 times in person, and then, you know, listened and all. So I'm a lot. I'm kind of, I think, in some way, allowing a lot more receptive. Where if you're not picking it up quite so quick, then listen to it again, because the more you become in tune or entrained to this, the more receptive you can be. And that's how this energy thing works. You're just opening channels that have been blocked or not used. And that's the fantastic thing I think Ed and Leahy are bringing to the equation now, is saying, look, this is in us. This is where we come from. This is who we are. And all we have to do is recondition and remember that this is part of our gift.
Yes, this is what we were born with. It's time to see, human is the only creature on this planet that refuses to be what they really are.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And there's some people who were punished for being who they really are. So that's what we're trying to get over right now, is not repeating the history that didn't work and realigning with the history that will work to take us forward. I don't know, in terms of the ETs and the aliens and the other beings, the other entities that are around us all the time that we just don't notice. We have to be at a tipping point where they're saying they're finally going to get it. They're finally, and it looks really positive. So I'm hoping that you are able to get some wonderful response and bring other teachers to the equation who can help take this forward from, I mean, you guys are doing a lot of work on your own, and just now, I think, opening this window into a greater awareness, a greater reality for the whole. And I'm really glad that you're able to have the documentation, have the peer-reviewed journal research, all that out there that makes it quantifiable and, for a lot of people, credible. They don't trust their own experience, and they need this to back it up. And especially if you're in a hospital or a medical setting, these things are important. And you're able to be in a position where you're going to get that validation. So thank you.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of peer-reviewed papers, and we're going to be bringing a lot of good to the world here.
Leahy, are you having to take a step back from your current work as this, or are you just kind of able to add it to all the things that you're doing?
Well, I mean, I'm really, it depends. I mean, how this is going to be unfolding. I mean, I know that something is going to be shifting. Something is shifting.
Yeah, yeah.
So right now I'm still doing what I've been doing, but it's actually already changing. You know, I'm already changing just by even having the presence, for me to have the presence of this energy here in on this realm in physical form is already changing the relationships, and even me being working with my clients, my private clients, they've noticed the change. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of subtle things that are so profound. So that being said, I will be, it's going to be something new, something in the unknown that's going to be coming forth, you know, so I don't know exactly how it's going to be.
Did you I was going to say real quick, did you have any kind of indication that this could be possible, Leahy?
I've always dreamed about it, and I've never settled. I've never settled for or compromised my values that actually sounds like a limited word, but my dream, the imagination, the idea of love, that pure state of love, and beyond man and woman, it's mm-hmm. beyond that. I've always dreamed about that. I've never ever stopped. So to me, it's just like, wow, you know, the universe mm-hmm. has opened to it, you know, opened this up towards me. And I could step in. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities that come throughout life. You know what I mean? You have to really be in that state, in that place. So, in one hand, I would never dreamed it, and the other, and I would never have imagined it. But in the other hand, it's of course this is what it is. This is
it's
how
been
it's
there.
Always,
yeah.
This is,
yeah. Okay. Well, and Ed, go ahead, Ed. Yeah, I was going to say same thing for you. Did you think this was possible?
I could. I could feel Leahy and the energy. I didn't know who she was. I knew there was an existence of someone else here that was in this energy. I felt her for a long time. I just didn't know who she was, where she was, or anything. That's why I liked all these, you know, traveling all over the country and everything. And just kind of looking and searching, but I haven't run into anybody that's anywhere near what she is. And so when we came together, mm-hmm. It's magnificent.
See, I think the cool part is that when you went back and did your history and finding the tribes and that this, you know, sending them out, the seven, to different parts of the world, that there, yes. It wasn't supposed to be easy.
It wasn't. So now we're planning all kinds of things. We're looking at doing retreats, going around and setting up maybe cruise ship runs. I don't know what. We're not set in stone. We're kicking all kind of ideas around, but mm-hmm. It's evolving. It's growing. And we're just going to go with the flow wherever its source leads us.
Okay. So for right now, though, for people who are wanting to kind of get a taste of this, they can go online and check out your website at edwards.com and find out more. You've really added and expanded a lot of information on your website. I like that because it gives the initial, the studies that William Levengood did. And there was even YouTube videos showing him working with you and trying to measure what your abilities were. That lets people know this has been going on for quite a while. 1994 is when you were working with him.
Yes, I've been under clinical studies now for nearly 25 years. And then, like, if you look on the front of my webpage at the bottom, there's a short video with Dr. Ross Dunsey wiring up the brain mapping cap in fast forward motion on my head. And I stripped the audio out of it and replaced the audio with an interview that he was being interviewed on a radio show called Shattered Realities. And they were talking about how my brain is, what they've learned about how my brain's different from all the other EEG studies they've done from the 70s to date. And it's just blowing their minds. So they've got me in a formal 6-year formal study there.
Okay. And I was checking out the website for the Facebook contact you have here is for your page. And then you can be linked from that, from Ed's main page to the BIRE, Biointrinsic Resonant Energy Group. And that's where you can find out because hello, friends. My energy lady flew down. I like the way my energy lady's here. Here she is. And Lee, he's like, yeah, I'm along for the ride. So I just think it's great. I think it's great. I'm so glad because the work that Ed does is so profound and so powerful. And most people are not, you know, not exposed to it. And so when they first hear about it, it's like, well, yeah, right. Uh-huh. What is it? And when you actually feel it and you're in that presence, it's a game changer. And you say, this is what we can do. And it's beyond just making a ball move or changing numbers. It's actually making physical and biological contact with things in your sphere, in your surroundings, in your environment. And we do it unknowingly all the time. And Ed's saying, look, you're having an impact. Hello. Thanks, Ed.
Wake up, everybody.
Yeah.
Join us. Come here. It's a wonderful life when you're operating at above 8 to 12% of your brain capacity.
Now, Leahy, you haven't done any of those research. They don't have that just yet, do they? On you?
Yeah. We studied. She's been in a study now in the copper wall array, and then today we're been joint studies in EEG. And today, as soon as we get done with the radio, we got to go straight over to the lab over there and do a joint studies EEG and biophoton bioenergy emissions lab at the Rhine. So we're just been doing all type of joint research now.
I think I have, I don't know if I mispronounced, it's Leahy, L-I-H-I. And so if you're listening, sometimes my pronunciation isn't going to match. Okay. So just, we have to get out of here. I appreciate both of you, and I'm looking forward to hearing more and giving the final say on when this is going to be announced and what it's about in October. Okay. So in the meantime, though, you guys keep doing what you're doing, because you've got a lot of people waiting for the next phase of our evolution. How's that?
That's right.
Beautiful.
We're going to bring you up here to our level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So I'm going to put some more links on Wendy's Coffee House, the Blogspot site. I'll put those up so you can connect with, if you miss anything here, connect with him. And also when they're going to actually make that debut on a major unnamed network at an unknown time. I love mystery. It just keeps life fun. EdEdwards.com. Yes. And Leahy, you guys are going for a great trip. Thanks for taking this along on the ride. Conscious Living and Power Radio. Till next time, think the best thoughts. They come back to you in spades and diamonds and hearts.